Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and to the over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheeler, thank you very much for doing what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon on the line, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we've got Joe Biden, who is going to be making his first and maybe his only appointment to the Supreme Court. But he's promised the voters that he was going to nominate a black woman. All of a sudden, all of the black activists out there are going, well, you promised, you better do it, you better do it. We've got Sheila Jackson chiming in, Jamal Bowman chiming in. And there's this lawyer whose name surfaced, Sherrilyn Hill. She's 59 years old. She was mentioned, along with a bunch of other Democrats, progressives in particular, as a candidate. Now, Hill is the president and director counsel at the Legal Defense Fund of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And she is very much behind the defund the police movement.
This list was given to Biden while he was still in his candidacy. And it is, I think, a list that was at least concocted by Congressman Claiborne along with several others. So remember, Claiborne was really a kingmaker. He's kind of what launched the advance in Biden's voting successes, whatever they may have been. So it's a machine that they have established. And this is, you know, there's these lobby groups out there, and so this is where it comes from. So we will see which one he necessarily chooses. But, you know, on the campaign trail, he announced that he was going to nominate, put forward a black female above really anybody else. Well, that's precisely against the law. So, I don't know. There you go. We'll see.
All right. Hold that thought. We've got a caller on the line. It is Mike from Clearwater. So, Mike from Clearwater, what's going on?
Well, before I get to my main point, Denise and Captain, this is the second time because they pressured him into taking Kamala Harris for his vice president, Mm-hmm. And I don't think he made that choice on his own either. He was forced to. But anyway, moving on to what I want to say. Denise, some time ago, I told you that the Chinese and Russians, as much as they hate each other, they hate us more, and it wouldn't surprise me if they were working together. And I saw in the South Korean news media that Chinese fighter jets have been seen, I guess, in Belarus doing drills with the Russians, and I don't know, it wouldn't surprise me if they send troops. And the second thing is, we're kind of in a world of hurt, because if Putin invades the Ukraine, wouldn't that be a good time for China to make their play for Taiwan? And then we would be overwhelmed, and that would be a really, really ugly situation. So what do you think, Denise? Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Go ahead.
That's pretty much what everybody's thinking here at this point.
Yep.
We would be overwhelmed. NATO would be overwhelmed. So what you necessarily do here at this point is you don't react, you be proactive. And we're not doing that. We're not doing that in the least. Why are we waiting for Putin to do anything instead of, you know, if you do this, then we're going to do this. No. We're going to do this now. You know, we're going to take you out of the Swiss banking system now, although Germany is completely against that. We're going to stop the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. No, Germany is completely against that. It's Germany that's the rogue country and member of NATO right now, completely. So Biden is just kind of going along to get along because he doesn't want to upset the Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? We're talking about a worldwide conflict here, and he doesn't want to, you know, go sideways with this new chancellor in Germany?
Yep.
Schultz? I mean, this is nuts. And I would argue that it isn't really just about Ukraine here at this point. You've got several other very small Eastern European countries that are at risk. So, bad strategy.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to break. We're coming right back with Denise Simon. Caller, hang on. We'll get right to you. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can go to the Geico office, whichever works for you, because you can find out where the office is off the website, and you can get a rate for your car you're driving. Maybe you got a truck. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And you can also get help with your homeowners and renters and condo insurance. Because if you bundle the homeowners policy that you got or the renters or the condo, you will save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller, and thank you, caller, for being so patient. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
This is Laredo up out of Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to call in. Good morning, Mr. Denise. Pleasure speaking to you.
Morning.
As well. I just wanted to point there, Mr. Denise, to talk about the thing going on with China and Russia and all this here, and talk about being proactive and all that. And I'm sure she already knows what all the rest of us are already know and think it's pretty hard about. Biden is not going to do anything because Biden is sold out to China.
Yep.
That's it all right here in a nutshell. He's not going to do anything against anything that China wants because he is completely sold out to them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. We'll talk about that. I agree with you, my friend. Drive safe. Okay. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, look, and I will also tell you, it isn't just about Biden. You know, a lot of these politicians that have, probably more sway than some of the others I would say those like Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, you know, they have got some, well, they've sold out too. So the point is it isn't just Biden. And that's a problem. That's a problem for us. You know, it's kind of like, how much do you give away in diplomacy in order to avoid war?
Uh-huh.
And, or not necessarily war, but, you know, some kind of conflict. Look what we were giving away in Afghanistan in order to avoid hostilities when, you know, we've got goat herders versus the United States military. Put mm-hmm. that in perspective for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I got you. By the way, Fred is chiming in from Fort Lauderdale. Good morning to Fred. He's saying, it must be nice to know that because of gender and skin color, you are eligible for an Associate Justice nomination to the Supreme Court. All others need not apply. And the Republicans in the Senate are gladly going to go along with the volatile 60 votes because no one wants to vote against the first black female justice nominee.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see where that goes, but it's not just women that were on that list yesterday. I saw a couple of men.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That was a early list that was really developed by, you know, the left, and it was presented to candidate Biden. So, you know, the men can forget about it, according to what Biden said on the campaign trail.
Lee is chiming in. And Lee is saying to us, doesn't she think NATO is feckless like the UN? The U.S. Is like the Roman Empire, stretched too far and too wide.
It doesn't have to be. But, you know, that's really what Trump was trying to do, was make it a little more robust, a little more stout. But, It's kind of hard to do when you got Germany, and Germany all along has been the sand in the gears. NATO wouldn't be NATO without the United States to begin with. But it's, I don't want to say feckless. There's some pretty interesting things that NATO does, but it could be much more powerful. Now, let's not forget when, you know, in Article 5, if one member is, one NATO member is attacked, then they're all attacked and they're all supposed to jump in. Well, mm-hmm. they can all jump in, but jump in at one capacity, okay? You've got several other countries right now that are doing some very proactive things with regard to Eastern Europe, mm-hmm. Russia, and Ukraine. But what's Germany doing? They're sending a field hospital.
Yeah.
You know, just a little affordable hospital. That's all they're doing.
Yeah, that's what I heard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And several others are sending fighter jets and carriers and battleships and weapons and ammunition and, you know, all kinds of other things. But mm-hmm. Germany sent, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you've got members that are doing. And then what would necessarily the rules of engagement be? What do you think Germany's going to do? Nothing.
Nope.
No.
All
Germany's
right.
a rogue, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, let's go over to the telephone line one more time. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's up?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain. I'd like to answer to a question. What logic is it that what country would allow their enemy to clothe them, to feed them, and make our pharmaceuticals? And our Congress and Senate, our government seems to be owned by our enemy that is clothing us, feeding us, and making our pharmaceuticals. I'll take the answer, please. Yep, thank you.
All right, talking about China, probably.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't touch anything in your life. during the day that isn't made in China. We're the idiots.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, Mel's precisely right. Absolutely precisely right. We're all doing it for the mighty dollar. When, imagine how things would be very different if we just moved 10% of the manufacturing back to the United States.
And what was Trump trying to do? He's trying to do at least that, wasn't he?
Well, yes, and we were well on our way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue, interestingly enough, let's consider, because this is popped, it's been chewing around in my head for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Why was Trump impeached twice? And why was there such a energy to keep him from being reelected, and that no courts would hear any of the court cases challenging the election results? I would say that if Trump was elected to a second term, what do you think he would have done? He would have gone after China
mm-hmm.
with a vengeance. So I would argue that, and I can't prove it, but I bet you got some pretty talented listeners out there that could probably support the argument, or at least get closer to it, that Chinese front companies,
mm-hmm.
Chinese front companies, were probably working with, I would say, some interesting people back here stateside. And they were behind a lot of the anti-Trump movement and probably mm-hmm. impeachment and re-election.
Well, I saw the stories just like you did. Mm-hmm. I saw the stories just like you did coming out about stuff like that, but as fast as they came out, they disappeared.
On what?
On Chinese businesses dumping large sums of money into the Democratic committee's campaigns to make sure that they got their message out there every 5 minutes on radio and television or whatever, because they figured that was the way to do it. There was a lot of money that came in from these companies.
Well, I can tell you, for your listeners, and you, again, you got some very talented listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Just look up all things United Front.
Mm-hmm.
United Front.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just kind of leave that little thing.
All right. Well, sounds like a mission for Eric. Here comes the music. I'm going to have to let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow. To be continued. This is going to get interesting.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see you later. Thank you. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring. President Joe Biden earlier Wednesday said he hasn't heard from the justice.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The 83-year-old Breyer leans toward the left, but his departure won't change the conservative advantage on the court. A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It sure is, and this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at. Meantime, check them out online, NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, first of all, the National Aviation Academy does have the two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one I'll tell you about is right here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, Florida, in Tampa Bay, on the east side of the bay. They're on the southwest side of the bay over in Clearwater, Florida. Now, the other thing is they've got the one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So, check them out online. NAA.edu. But then here's what I want you to do next. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, whichever one's easier for you to get to, the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. You'll get an opportunity to meet not only the students, but also some teachers and the financial people that'll tell you how it works with your student loan. Now, if you are a veteran post 9/11 and you've not used your educational benefits yet, you will more than likely be covered 100% for your training as an aviation maintenance technician. Now, if you're pre 9/11, you probably will have some but not all of your benefits left. But it depends on the individual. So what you have to do is talk to one of their student loan specialists, and they will let you know. And if you have to apply for a student loan, then that's what you do. But nonetheless, you'll be able to go there, and you'll be able to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a highly paid technical career. And if you have any aptitude at all, if you've ever worked on a car, a truck, a lawnmower, built model airplanes, worked on communications equipment, worked on computers, guess what? You can do this work. Now, something else I want to tell you about is they have a scholarship golf tournament coming up here in the Tampa Bay area on Wednesday, February the 2nd. Now, the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament will be taking place Wednesday, February the 2nd at the Innisbrook Island Course. Now, admission will include green fees, the cart, a bag of swag, got to have the swag, lunch and dinner with awards. Now, there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. You could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole in one. And the best part is 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. You can find out more by visiting the website naa.edu/golf. That's naa.edu/golf. Or give them a call at 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. It's a great event, great benefit. Get involved. Okay. Back to the drawing board. Now, $200 million in javelins and other anti-tank armor systems, grenade launchers, and more were sent to the Ukraine, according to the Department of Defense. I heard somebody saying yesterday they were sending ponchos and sleeping bags and this, that, and the other. Well, maybe they are in some cases, but the hardware that they got, the military stuff they got, included additional javelin and other anti-armor systems, grenade launchers, munitions, non-lethal equipment essential to Ukraine's frontline defenders, which would be the sleeping gear, the sleeping bags, and the helmets, and all the stuff that, because in some cases they don't have helmets. I've seen them there with the little berets and stuff they're wearing. A lot safer when you're on the other side with a helmet on, believe me. Now, more troops could also be put on alert for the Ukraine response, according to the Pentagon. It could be a lot more than this 8,500 that are currently standing by to see what's going to happen. And we'll see. Now, President Joe Biden signed an order Wednesday afternoon to make it a crime under the new White House executive order for military sexual harassment. There's been a fair share of that going on, if you will. And we'll see what happens now. Now, if Congress can't reach a budget deal, the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps will make dramatic changes to absorb the loss of billions of dollars from their 2022 plans, according to the Navy's top budget officer. They would have to cancel flying hours. They would have to cancel weapons purchases if they don't have a budget instead of just a continuing resolution. And by the way, you want to join the Navy? Future sailors could earn up to $50,000 in enlistment bonuses. The maximum bonus is $10,000 more than previously offered to incoming sailors. Excellent opportunity there. Now, Russia sees Ukraine as part of its traditional sphere of influence and does not want Kiev joining the U.S.-led NATO alliance. Now, you just heard me talk with Denise and talk about the fact that they want guarantees that the Ukraine is not going to become a part of NATO. That changes the game plan, if you will. Because if Russia were to come against the Ukraine and they were a member of NATO, you'd have all of NATO going after Russia. Now, a Western-supplied weapons plane has landed in Kiev. Soldiers and survivors, or civilians alike, were waiting to see what would happen, what they would get. Of course, that is a battle-weary region. Russia, we don't know what Russia's going to do. You have to assume when there's that many troops in one region that they're not just there to play ping pong, that they're there to do something really bad. And, of course, NATO is scrambling all around trying to beef up their eastern flank, and their western governments have now warned of crippling economic sanctions if Russia invades the Ukraine. Well, I don't think Russia cares. And watching the Russian state TV provides little sense of anything because for now, it doesn't appear if you watch their TV and listen to their broadcasts and hear their Radio Moscow, that they're prepared for anything because they're just not talking about it. But again, we'll see what happens. Now, Microsoft has made a major investment in the United States Army. Their new multifunction goggle system for the U.S. Army is showing very high promise. But the $22 billion program isn't yet ready for combat deployment, according to the test office from the Pentagon. Even though they like what they got, they want to use them, they haven't finished all the tests with all of the players of the game, so to speak. Now, the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford may be ready for a deployment sometime later this summer or this fall. We'll be talking more about it because it may be headed over in that general vicinity, too. All right. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And, boy, that feels fantastic on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs and some of the industry's best. Now, don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And that's all the vehicles, new or pre-owned.
and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. And by the way, it's just about a 20 to 30-minute drive north out of downtown St. Pete, depending, of course, on the traffic. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
What's the weather like up there, friend?
Chilly, chilly, chilly.
Okay.
Not hot tamale, like you guys. You guys are going to be chilly, chilly, chilly this weekend, and it's going to get hot next week.
You're right. And I'll tell you what, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to want to have your long underwear and your winter coat.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a cold one.
All right. Well, let me drift over to the phone line. We do have a caller on the line here. Okay, Mr. Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for the watchdog?
Mr. Markowski, pleasure to talk to you. I have a question. With this thing going on with Ukraine, if we were to go to war, now, you know, 70-some-odd years ago when World War II hit, that's basically what got us out of the Great Depression, right? They started making planes and, you know, converting refrigerator factories into tank factories and whatnot. Now, that was a different time and a different era, but historically speaking, isn't war a good thing for the economy? I mean, as much as I hate to say it, that's the way I look at it. This could possibly be a boon. It's not under the circumstances we would like, but what do you think, Mr. Markowski? Is war typically good for economies? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I completely disagree with that. You know, World War II, obviously they had to, you know, build up armaments, and they took on enormous national debt to go ahead and do that. We've already got enormous national debt. We can't afford to go printing more money and to get involved with this again. This is patently absurd. It's just a transfer money. It's where the money is spent. It's like using the broken windows fallacy, where I'm going to say, hey, I want to create economic activity in my town. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a parking lot. I'm going to start smashing people's windshields. So then people have to go around and they have to spend money to fix their windshields. And that's going to create economic activity. No. These people are just going to be spending money on their windshield where they might have spent money on going out to dinner or doing something else. I'm not so much worried about the economy. I'm worried about, obviously, the inflationary aspects. Our nation is so far out of whack when it comes to the amount of debt that we have. We're very limited at what we can do at this point in time, just as much as the Fed is limited to what they can do in regards to inflation because of the fact that we are in so much debt. Our nation's got to get its spending completely under control. And I really don't think that there's going to be any situation where we're going to war. In fact, I think the American people are disgusted with the people for the most part in Washington, D.C., the neocons, the Bushes, the Cheneys, going back to Henry Kissinger's, one war after another, after another, after another, where we never win. You know who wins? All the military contractors, everybody who likes to sell guns. That's one of the biggest exports as a nation. And this is pretty sad. And I know this is looking ourselves in the mirror, is we export war. We export war. We need to start exporting other things rather than war. You see, our trade deficit is over $1 trillion.
Yeah.
We export war. We have to start changing who we are. We have to start changing our foreign policy. The Europeans don't want this. Croatia just basically said, hey, you do this, we're pulling all our troops out of NATO. We're not going to even get involved. I mean, this is an absolute joke. It's none of our business. And we have the gall to send, what was it, 5-6 jets to Estonia? What are those? I mean, are they human shields? Are we using our own military, our great servicemen and women as human shields? What are 8,500 soldiers going to do over there? Nothing. I'm so disgusted with the Pentagon and the people in Washington, D.C., and the State Department, and all of these neocons, and both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, all they want to do is start wars.
Well, that's true. And I can remember another time, another era, when it started out one way and ended another way. But I'm just thinking to myself, remember when Nixon froze everything?
Oh, you mean the wage price controls?
Yeah. Remember that? Would that help?
No. It had the exact opposite effect. I mean, when Nixon did that, that was like, it's like something that Argentina does, that Cuba does, that communist dictator. It didn't work. That's not how it works. It's these people that think that they have some sort of control over the overall economy. Who are you to say what a price is going to be on a product? If I'm manufacturing something, I have to make something, and my input costs are a certain amount, and my labor costs are a certain amount, and you got some government official saying I can't charge anymore. You mean I got to lose money on this product? Well, guess what? I'm not going to make the product, which is going to do what? Make the price of the product go up even more and make it more unattainable.
Okay, because somebody asked me about that the other day, and I forgot to ask you, so we just got the answer to the question a couple of days later, but that's okay. All right, now, I got to talk about this because, again, you know, nobody's really seeing a bunch of the cargo ships on the West Coast, right? But here they are down further south off the Mexican coast, more ships than there were before sitting there. Why can't they take those damn things and send them into the Gulf of Mexico and let them offload over here at the ports that we've got?
I don't know. I don't know what the situation is in the ports in the Gulf of Mexico, whether or not they're able to handle the capacity or whether
of
or not.
Of course they are.
Yeah, but, Matt, I don't know all the rules with the logistics. I don't know if we have enough trucks there. There's a myriad of things. It's just disorganization. I think I mentioned the other day, I said you got ports in Africa that work, much more efficiently than we do here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Pathetic.
Well, I can tell you this much. I can tell you this much, Chris, when it comes to the trucks, it's better than California, because if you blow any black smoke in California, they won't even let you run the truck. At least down in the south around the Gulf, if you blow black smoke, you got a truck.
Oh, yeah, they have to actually switch oftentimes. They have to switch trucks at the border of California.
That's right. Right.
And switch them because of the way that the system and the laws and rules there. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know why, for whatever reason we're not changing this.
Mm-hmm.
And why we haven't, made our supply chains and our logistics a hell of a lot better. I mean, we've got ports all over the East Coast. You got the Gulf of Mexico, you got Baltimore. You got a lot of places you can unload. Jacksonville. There's many places, that they can do this, but just for whatever reason, I don't know if there's not enough truckers. I don't know if there's, I know that that's an issue right now. There's not enough of them. It's a problem. But, when I drive on I-95, I've had to go for work. I'm going up towards Connecticut into New England. It's nothing but trucks on the road. It absolutely fills.
Especially at night.
Yeah.
You get out there at 1 o'clock, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, it's nothing but trucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, 79% of Americans expect inflation will rise over the next 6 months. They do not believe the federal government can do anything to stop this.
Well, right now, it's kind of air that's going in one direction. But, yeah, we can. We can become fiscally responsible. We can stop spending so much. I mean, right, yesterday there was another big meeting of Biden and the Democrats trying to figure out a way where he can get his Build Back Better thing passed, which is more government spending that we don't have and more taxation. I mean, for crying out loud, I've talked about this before. If we ever put somebody in the office of the presidency where we say, you know what, we're going to have a balanced budget amendment. We're going to have rules in regards to increasing spending.
Mm-hmm.
And every additional taxes that we're going to raise, they're going to go to paying down the national debt. I could get on board with that, but it's not. The more taxes we send to Washington, the more that they spend.
All righty, my friend, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same channel. And for some reason, I think that we'll still be talking about this stuff. What do you think? All right. I'll see you then. Have a great day. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And I'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.